Thank you, Sam. Get Sam's forecast 24/7 at KRDO.com or by downloading the Storm Tracker 13 mobile app. It is free for both Apple and Android devices and will give you up-to-the-moment weather information wherever you happen to be throughout the area. 5:37 here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is ABC's Andy Field in Washington. And Andy, officials are warning over some increased potential for threats starting this weekend as we lead up to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden.
Yeah, not only here in Washington, but in every state, including yours in Colorado and all the state capitals, they're worried about these insurrectionists attacking various government installations. Here in Washington, we're going to have upwards of 20,000 National Guardsmen patrolling the city here. And to put that into perspective, if you take a look at how many U.S. troops are in Iraq and Afghanistan combined, we're going to have twice as many just in downtown D.C. That's how seriously they're taking this threat.
And I know after last week and everything that transpired, there's got to be some just general tension even today as you're walking about the nation's capital. And again, so many infrastructure points that were already being set up, the scaffolding for the inauguration, one of the key images that came out of last week. And is the district going to be ready to even put on any kind of inauguration event just, you know, 2 weeks after what happened?
I don't think there's any doubt that President-elect will be sworn in on Wednesday. The problem is, who's going to watch it? It's not even clear that they're going to do it on that very expensive platform that they've erected outside the west front of the Capitol that overlooks the mall outward toward the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial and the Potomac River, because they're worried about security and how many people are going to be in town here. They've erected these giant fences. We have armed guardsmen patrolling here. We've never seen anything quite like this in Washington, D.C. This is all because of the incitement to violence that happened last week, and the primary reason that President Trump was impeached for an historic second time today.
Yeah, and speaking of the impeachment, we know that vote did come down. We had 10 Republicans join in voting to impeach President Trump for that second time. And what's next?
Well, what's next is the trial, which will not happen at least to the very minimum until the day before Joe Biden is sworn in. And that was the decision by Mitch McConnell, who remains the majority leader and can control these things at least until sometime next week when the two senators are certified in Georgia and they become sworn in. And then when Joe Biden takes office, suddenly the majority will swing to Democrats because it will be an even split, 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats. And the person who breaks that tie is Kamala Harris. And so they will have the majority and be able to control a lot more than they have over the last 4 years. As for the timing of that impeachment trial, it's unclear, but it certainly will happen after President Trump leaves office.
And a lot have come out saying, you know, what's the point? We have just so few days left of the Trump administration. But in impeachment and going through with this trial could have some lasting effects, especially for the future political aspirations of Donald Trump, correct?
Well, I think perhaps his future political aspirations are not too bright no matter what, because even members of his own party are rejecting him at this point. But they could add another vote afterwards that would bar him from running for federal office again, number one, and also strip some of the pension benefits that he would get and money for protection and so on that all presidents get. That is something else they could do. It's unlikely it's going to happen unless you get 2/3 majority in the Senate to do that. And that would mean probably about 15 to 18 Republicans signing on to this. And that's still pretty unlikely.
Yeah, there's a lot to keep up with. ABC's Andy Field, thank you again so much for joining us and breaking this down. And we'll talk again here in the near future.
Thank you.
All right, we have another check of traffic and weather together coming up in about 3.5 minutes here on KRDO's Afternoon News.